You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our review of The Great Gatsby.
New York, 1922. The tempo of the city had changed sharply. The buildings were higher. The parties were bigger. The morals were looser and the liquor was cheaper. The restlessness approached hysteria.
Shall we?
Who is this Gatsby?
Do you know him?
War hero.
Mr. Gatsby doesn't exist.
Gatsby? What Gatsby?
I beg your pardon. Mr. Gatsby would like to speak to you. Alone.
I'm certainly glad to see you again.
I'm certainly glad to see you as well. When I made the pleasure of Mr. Gatsby's acquaintance, I discovered a man of fine breeding.
Very interesting. Everything all right?
Yes.
Love is blindness. I don't wanna see. Won't you wrap the night?
You always look so cool. The man in the cool, beautiful shirt.
She has to tell him she never loved him.
I've just heard the most shocking thing. It all makes sense.
Will you come on, Spore? We need you.
I wish we could just run away.
Mr. Gatsby, sir.
Not now.
Love is blindness. I don't wanna see. What you wrap the night around me.
What kind of a row are you trying to cause in my house?
All right, everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for The Great Gatsby, and the story is as follows. Midwest native Nick Carraway arrives in 1922 New York in search of the American dream. Nick, a would-be writer, moves in next door to millionaire Jay Gatsby and across the bay from his cousin Daisy and her philandering husband Tom. Thus, Nick becomes drawn into the captivating world of the wealthy as he bears witness to their illusions and deceits. Pens a tale of impossible love, dreams, and tragedy. The film is starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, Carey Mulligan, Joel Egerton, Isla Fisher, and Jason Clarke. It is written and directed by Baz Luhrmann, co-written by Craig Pierce. Here to join me today for this 2013 Patreon podcast retrospective review, I have Amanda Spears.
Hello, old sport.
Dan Baer.
I've just never seen such beautiful shirts before.
Josh Parham.
Gatsby? What Gatsby?
Will Mavity.
Don't you think something ought to be done about a man like that?
Of course, Will would be Tom Buchanan. And joining us again here on the podcast for another throwback review, you previously heard her on our review of Philomena, we have Eve O'Day.
I presume everybody else here has bobbed their hair to an appropriate 1920s length.
What hair? For those who know me.
It doesn't really work with my face shape, so no.
We are talking today about a movie that in 2013 won 2 Oscars. And so as a result, it was one of those fringe contenders that we did not know necessarily would be covered on this podcast retrospective or not. But I figured along with the Best Picture nominees that we are discussing, might as well throw this one in there as well. Plus, what a star-studded cast. What an important book in literature history. I'm sure we've all read it at one time or another. F. Scott Fitzgerald's 1925 novel, The Great Gatsby. And also was a very popular film in the 70s starring Mia Farrow and Robert Redford and a slew of others. So here we have Baz Luhrmann directing this. Baz, what can we say about Baz? I'm sure we're going to have a lot to say about the Australian director and his very, very famous style that he definitely utilizes here. He's of course known for Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, a few others. Great Gatsby stands as still to this day, all these years later, his last feature film that he directed. What do we think of it all these years later? I'm going to pass it off first to our guest, Eve. First, Eve, what do you think of The Great Gatsby?
Right. So I remember the conversation when this film came out and the sort of fanfare about it, but I didn't see it in the theater at the time for one reason or another. So I ended up watching it for the first time at home, maybe around 2014 or 2013, and then revisiting it now. I had pretty neutral expectations because I know that this film isn't the most praised within Baz Luhrmann's other works. And not to sound too harsh right off the top, but I have to say I found the film to ultimately be a failure as a film and also as a literary adaptation. I just really don't think that the team behind the movie grasped the messages of the book, which to me are pretty overt and not particularly complicated. And I just found the whole thing to be just like poorly composed. It was so visually strange to look at with the sort of blurry background and really sharp foreground. There's scenes that absolutely could have just been filmed normally that were drenched in CGI to the point where I was almost laughing at them. The Nick's narration is so redundant that it kind of feels like you're listening to an audiobook rather than watching a movie. And I just really didn't feel like there was any understanding of how to adapt a novel to film without just completely ripping the words off of the page and literally slapping them onto the screen. And I'm actually like a Baz Luhrmann fan. I love Romeo and Juliet, and I really like Moulin Rouge. And there are things about those two films that have in common with this one, but I don't really see this film as like indulgent or luxurious, but instead it's just kind of superfluous and sort of tacky.
Well, I don't need to say my opening thoughts because Eve, I think you literally said exactly word for word everything that I was going to say, actually. That's kind of incredible. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Oh, wow.
Josh Parham, let's hear from you next.
So going into this movie, I will fully admit that there were kind of some strikes against this movie right up front for me. One is that I'm not the biggest fan of Baz Luhrmann. I respect his vision. I respect the ambition that he goes for, but his style has always been a little much for me. It's a little too chaotic, a little too messy. I've never been able to fully gel with it. Like I said, I respect him, but his movies have just never really been for me. The second thing is that I'm also not a fan of this book, of The Great Gatsby. I think there is a reason why everybody reads this in middle school, because I kind of feel like that's about as much of the level of complexity that this story has. I don't really find The Great Gatsby to be very deep or complex or nuanced. I'm not a really big fan of the story itself. So combining these two elements into a feature-length movie that was going to be 2 hours and 20 minutes, you know, I was a little skeptical, I will fully admit. And the end result is something that I still am not a really big fan of. I do think that Luhrmann's style is toned down a little bit, not that much, but a little bit. And I do think that makes it slightly more palatable to me. But he is still working with material that I don't really find all that engaging. As I said, I think the story, like all the metaphors in this are so obvious and the characters are pretty thin. And that's just the material. And I don't know that this adaptation really improves any of that. So for me, I'm always still struggling with not really being engaged by this story, which to me starts to really run out of steam by about the midway point. It looks great, and there are some really good performances in here, but overall, it's a movie that I think, like so many other Luhrmann movies, I can respect, but don't really find myself enjoying all that much.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You've watched them in unforgettable adventures, love affairs, and tragedies. Now it's time to hear their own remarkable stories. From the makers of Death of a Rockstar and Death of a Sports Star, this is Death
Ready.
Of a Film Star.
and action.
Starring Heath Ledger, Marilyn Monroe, Chadwick Boseman, Robin Williams, Carrie Fisher, and Bruce Lee. Search for Death of a Film Star in your podcast app. You've seen them tell stories. Now it's time to tell theirs.
All right. Den Bear, you're up.
Well, after that intro, I hate to break up the little love to hate it party here, but I love this movie. I like the novel. I would never put it on my list of favorite novels ever, but I do really enjoy it, and I have a lot of respect for it, particularly in the its place in history of when it was written and how it captures a time and place. And I think that Baz Luhrmann does that much about as well as F. Scott Fitzgerald did in terms of really capturing the energy of a particular time and place in American history. And I think that underneath the fantastic looking surface, he manages to put in some visual elements that strengthen the themes he's working with, that manage to make up for the stuff from the novel that you have to cut out in order to fit this into vaguely movie length. And he's able to bring that through visually with these metaphors that he is working with. And on top of that, this thing is cast to absolute perfection. I don't think I can picture anyone in all of Hollywood at the time who would have been more perfect for any of these parts than the people he cast. And if it was just for the cast alone, I would be on board with this movie. But on top of that, you have these absolutely out of this world costumes and production design, and you have this swoon-worthy score. And I will say that watching it now on my not 3D TV, it does not look as luxurious as I remember it looking in the theater when I saw it in 2013 in 3D. But even still, what I remember of that time from seeing it in the theater was that this is just like this lavish explosion. I can't think of another filmmaker that could do this source of material as close to justice as Baz Luhrmann has. I don't think it's perfect, and there are certainly issues, but I think that overall, this is a real refreshing of an old text to fit modern times. And I honestly think I like it more now than I did in 2013, actually.
All right. A little bit of variety here in the takes. Not too shabby. Amanda, what do you think of The Great Gatsby?
Well, I don't agree with Dan. I agree with everybody else. Yeah, I mean, it's too much. It didn't need to be in 3D. Tobey Maguire is too old for this role. Like, at least a good 10, 15 years too old for this role. I will say Baz Luhrmann is probably one of the best husbands in Hollywood, and we'll get to why later, but it was just too much. It was just all too much. We needed to tone it down. Also, I'm not a fan of the book. I mean, they didn't let us read this in seventh grade because of the sex in it. But I think, you know, we got Baz Luhrmann's adaptation of it. I wouldn't mind Daisy's Tiffany necklace. That's about all I can say on a good note.
All right. And then finally, Will Mavity.
Yeah, so I'm going to be smack in the middle. You know, I haven't read the books since I was in high school, and so I may be looking at it through rose-colored glasses. I adored it at the time. I mean, obviously, it's not subtle, as others have stated, but I'm kind of in the camp where I think the movie is a failure of an adaptation, but I enjoy it for what it is. So Baz was clearly... he was definitely more interested in showcasing the time and really focusing on the opulence and display and just showing off some banger parties than he was really getting into the characters and the story itself. And that first half of the film is definitely fun to watch. I absolutely think you could have lost some because there's just too much of that. It doesn't really get into the novel's plot until like an hour in. But, you know, I don't think it did the book justice. I don't know that Boz entirely wanted to. I think he wanted the era, and the IP was a good way to do that. And, you know, he had fun with that. I think the performances are good. DiCaprio is a very good Gatsby. Love Mulligan in it. You know, the costumes are sumptuous. Could have done with a little less CGI, although it's pretty wild that, like, you know, the film won production design, and it's about as CGI heavy as Alice in Wonderland was, but you don't notice it to that extent. But, you know, to me, it was like a 6.5 movie. And I think with a different director, it could have been more masterful. But it's going to be a hard book to adapt no matter what. And at least it's not as just tedious and dry as the Redford version was.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. I would argue that, you know, that this movie definitely leans heavily into the excess aspect. And, you know, when you hire a guy like Baz Luhrmann, you're kind of expecting that. You give him $100 million price tag. And I mean, there's even a line of dialogue in the movie when they're talking about the flowers, and Gatsby says to Nick, "Is it too much?" And then Nick says, "I think it's what you want." And I think that this is exactly what Baz Luhrmann wanted. He wanted that opulent excess in a way that kind of matches similarly like what we talked about with The Wolf of Wall Street at times. But here, it's so much more heavily stylized with the 3D, with the unmotivated camera movements that drove me absolutely freaking nuts at times, with the splashes of editing that also were jarring and just really poorly done for the sake of what just seemingly seemed like style for the sake of style. And I wrote as a brief comment on social media after my rewatch of this movie, Boz is gonna Boz. And it's like, you know, at this point, he's really established like what kind of a filmmaker he is. And I guess when you hire him for a job, this is exactly what you are expecting. So in that regard, does he deliver everything you would expect? Yeah. As Josh said, like, he's either your cup of tea or he's not. And in that regard, maybe for someone like Dan, it works. Someone like myself and like Will, it's somewhere in the middle. And for others, it's just a total complete misfire. I want to first start off talking about, though, the style of Baz Luhrmann and what he does bring to this adaptation in terms of visuals, how he moves the camera, basically any kind of aesthetic aspect of The Great Gatsby, because at the end of the day here, that's what the whole movie is really kind of touting, right? Is the pomp and circumstance of these lavish parties, this elegant lifestyle, all of this money. So what do you guys think about that? Because I even heard in somebody's opening thoughts here, some of you think the film looks good and some of you think the film doesn't look good. So I want to kind of dig a little bit more into that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think that, like, visually, just in terms of the production and costume design, I think that's first rate. Like, I'm not going to ever denigrate that. I think what it also does is connect back to the opulence of the time, and I think that that is a good fit. I agree with you, Matt. I think the editing is, I don't like it, although to me, that's just like Baz Luhrmann editing. I don't know. There's nothing about the editing in this that it seems so different from his other work. And I don't really like it in the other movies either. But again, it is supposed to connect to the kind of wild, eccentric time that these characters exist in. I do think, though, that it felt a little bit more surface level to me, which I guess is sort of the point. But then I feel like that still lets the movie off the hook a bit in terms of trying to go a little bit deeper, which I felt some resistance with. But yeah, it does have a very interesting style to it, and that's something that he's always going to have. But for me, I feel like it doesn't go that much deeper. And it doesn't go that much deeper because I don't think the story itself goes too much deeper within its themes or characters either.
Well, did you all notice that once Gatsby gets introduced into the movie, you know, we have that great intro shot of DiCaprio raising the glass.
I did like
gorgeous.
That.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that I love that. I love that whole sequence of the first party Tobey Maguire's at, where even the cinematography and the Elizabeth Debicki doing that Are You Gatsby kind of bit, I loved all of it. But then I needed them to pull back from that.
I mean, you know, you have Leo with the fireworks. It's almost shades of his shot in Titanic with the flares going off behind him. It's kind of unbelievable in that regard, and it's been memeified to death at this point. But I would argue that Baz's style in this movie is like turned up to 11. And then once Gatsby is introduced, I do feel that Baz Luhrmann starts to tone things down a little bit, and he starts focusing more on the actors' performances and the relationships that they have with one another. Did anybody else feel that change?
I felt it later in the movie. I thought there's a lot of partying and a lot of this excess before we get to the plot. I felt that change come in basically the film's third act. And that was where it was definitely strongest to me. So I agree with you, but, you know, I think a lot of the partying could have been trimmed. And again, I know it's like, oh, well, it's fitting that a movie about excess is excessive. But as Josh said, that, I think that's kind of a bad argument. It might be true. It might be intentional, but it doesn't make it good.
Hey, everyone. Sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our full review of the 2013 film The Great Gatsby here on the Next Best Picture podcast. In order to get the full review, you will have to head on over to our Patreon for Next Best Picture, where for $1 minimum a month, you will get some exclusive podcast content from us, including the rest of this hour and a half long review. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.